This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد my brothers and sisters Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us his book And about his book, he said, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Truly and verily, we have sent and revealed to you a book in which you are mentioned. The ayat, of course, the muqatib of the ayat, of course, is Rasulullah ﷺ. And he is mentioned, and he is mentioned by name, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But as I tell you, and as you know, the Kitab of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala came for all of us, came for all of mankind. The Book of Allah came for all of mankind, and Allah has mentioned us in it. My brothers and sisters, those people who reflect on the Quran, these were people who actually searched for themselves in the Quran and said, where am I mentioned in the Quran? That's what I'm inviting you to do. And I'm inviting myself to do, which is to search for ourselves in the Quran. Now you know and I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention you by name or didn't mention me by name. So when we are saying search for us, search for yourself, I don't mean you personally as an individual human being who has been mentioned. Search for yourself means in the context of the Quran. Now what do I mean by that? What I mean is, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned groups of people, kinds of people, and he described their qualities. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu told us what happens to people with those qualities. Now that's the closing of the loop. Allah mentioned a group of people. He described their qualities and then he said to us what will happen to people of those qualities. So now, when I'm searching for myself in the Quran and I read the description of a certain group of people and I read those qualities and I look at myself and I find those qualities in me, but then when I look at the destination of those people, when I look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said will happen to those people, and I find that that destination is not somewhere that I want to go, that ending, that reward for people with those qualities is not something that I want for myself, then what must I do? I must ensure that I get myself out of that list of people. I must make sure that I don't have those qualities and that I have changed myself. On the other hand, if I find that I am, that when I look at the Quran and I find another group of people about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has again mentioned their qualities, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that these are good people and these are people who will be successful, and then when I look at myself and compare myself and my qualities to the qualities described in the Quran, then I can feel satisfied and I can say Alhamdulillah, I think I am in the right place, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described people with qualities that are similar to mine, and Allah said that they will be in a good place, they will be in Jannah inshallah. So searching for yourself in the Quran means this, is to read the Quran with this frame of reference and frame of mind to say, where can I see my qualities in the Quran, and then what can I see that Allah is saying about people with those qualities? Right? As I told you, the Quran didn't just come to be recited without understanding, to be debated about, to be discussed, for people to write PhD theses on it. No. The Quran came for one purpose only. And that purpose was, and is, and continues to be, for people to read it, to understand it, and to live their lives according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told them to do. So let us see the qualities of some people that Allah described in the Quran. Allah said in the opening ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some people. And Allah said that among the people, there are those, قالوا, what do they say? من الناس من يقولوا آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر. They say, we believe in Allah and we believe in the day of judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a very strange thing. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said, but they are not Muslims, they are not mu'mineen. So I am searching for myself in the Quran. And I come across this ayah. And the ayah said, among the people there are those who say that they believe in Allah and they believe in the day of judgment. So I ask myself, do I believe in Allah? Yes. Do I believe in the day of judgment? Yes. And then I go ahead. And what is Allah saying? Allah is saying, but they are not Muslims, they are not mu'mineen. Now what do? I said, Subhanallah. I thought I was Muslim. I thought that to be a Muslim and to be a mu'min, you have to believe in Allah and you have to believe in the day of judgment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, even though they say that, they are not mu'mineen. They are not Muslims. Now, what must I do? So I read some more. Allah is saying, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Allah says, they are trying to fool Allah, and they are trying to fool the believers, the mu'mineen, the real mu'mineen. Allah said, but they don't fool anyone except themselves. And why do they do that? Fi qulubihim marad. There is a disease in the heart. And did Allah promise to cure the disease? No. Allah said, for zadahum Allahu marada. Allah will increase that disease. And then Allah told us about the destination of those people. And what is the destination? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Allah said, for them there is a dreadful punishment because they are liars, on account of the lies they used to tell. So now, I say I am a believer. I say that I believe in Allah and I believe in the day of judgment. And then now I have seen here about some people, Allah is saying, even though they say this, they are not believers. Their iman is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are they? They are liars. Why are they lying? Because they are trying to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are trying to fool Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are trying to fool the believers. What is the meaning of lying? The meaning of lying is to say you believe in Allah, but to act in a way that shows that you do not believe in Allah. Lying is to say that you believe in Allah, but to live your life in a way that shows that you do not believe in Allah. Lying is to say that you believe in the day of judgment when you will be brought to account before Allah, but to live your life in a way which shows that you have no concern for the day of judgment, no fear of being brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lying is to stand on the mimbar and talk about the fadail of Shab-e Barat, Laylatul Nisfu Sha'ban, to talk about the ahadith related to that, and to stand on the mimbar and to give this bayan and say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the maximum number of people on that night except two. One who commits shirk and the other one who bears grudges, who has hatred for his brother in his heart. Allah forgives everybody except these two. The one who commits shirk and the one who bears a grudge for his brother in his heart. Who is saying this? Who is informing the public about this? You. Because you are the imam, because you are an alim, because you are the khatib, because you are a maulana, because you are a sheikh, because you are a mufti, because you are fulan bin fulan. Hazrat Maulana so and so, damat barakatuhum. You stand on the mimbar and you narrate this hadith and you tell people, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, very nice, mashallah. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks in your heart, what does He see? He sees shirk. What kind of shirk? The shirk of your own nafs. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى. I remind you and myself, hawa is not only shahawat. Hawa is not only base desires for sex or money or drinking or eating or whatever. Hawa is any kind of desire which is contrary to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. I hate somebody. Allah said, forgive your brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, forgive your brother 70 times. Every day. I know the hadith. I narrate the hadith. But when it comes to forgiving my brother, what do? I do not forgive. I bear a grudge. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks into my heart on this Laylatun Nisfu Sha'ban al Shab-e Barat, what does Allah see? Allah sees this shirk which I am perpetrating and shirk which I am committing. The shirk of joining myself and my desire with the hukum of Allah. And what does Allah see? Allah sees my boss. Allah sees the grudge that I bear. Allah sees the hatred that I bear, because of which I pronounce takfir on my brother. Because of which I say so and so is not a Muslim. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. I forgot the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said that if one Muslim curses another Muslim and calls him a kafir, one of them is definitely a kafir. One of them is definitely a disbeliever. One of them is definitely an apostate. Because if you call your brother a kafir, if you call your brother a disbeliever and he is not a disbeliever, then you have pronounced takfir against yourself. I didn't say this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it and you know. So on the one hand, I am standing there as the khatib, as the maulana, as the imam, as the alim, and I am narrating a hadith about the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am saying I believe in Allah, I believe in the day of judgment, I am in need of forgiveness. And then I describe the two conditions based on which Allah does not forgive. And what are they? Shirk and bughs. Joining partners with Allah and bearing grudges against our brothers. And I find both of those are in my heart. And I say, I need forgiveness. How will you get forgiveness? You just described the conditions on which Allah does not forgive. Both those conditions are in your heart. How will you get forgiveness? How will you get forgiveness? So it is better for you to go sleep at home. What are you doing? You are making your own tongue a witness against yourself. You are making your eyes and ears witnesses against yourselves. On a day about which he said, Jalla Jalaluhu, Al-Yawma Nakhtimu Ala Afwahihim وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْحَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah said, on that day, Allah will put a lock on their tongues. These lying, cheating tongues will be locked up. And the hands will speak, and the eyes will speak, and the ears will speak, and the skin will speak, and the feet will speak. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, about what you used to do. What do we plan to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we fit into that framework that Allah described of those people who say they are Muslims but who are liars, and they are saying that to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, and who are trying to fool the believers and the Muslims by pretending to be pious, by pretending to be muttaqeen, but their hearts are filled with hatred for their brothers. They know what they should do, which is they should go and sit with those brothers and talk to those brothers and try to convince those brothers or be convinced themselves. And if that still does not work, then they know that they should still forgive those brothers and seek forgiveness for those brothers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know they should not stand on public platforms and malign them. They know they should not send pamphlets out, print pamphlets and spread pamphlets. They know they should not speak and lambaste them and malign them and slander them in public. Yet they do it. And those who support those who do that by funding them, believe me, on the day of judgment, you are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will have to answer for every word of takfir that you pronounced. You will be held accountable for calling your Muslim brothers kuffar and murtad and mulhid and ghabi. Call. Keep on doing it, no problem. No problem. I ask my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu for justice. I ask my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. He knows what is in my heart. He knows I am not Ghabi. He knows I am not Murtad. He knows I am not Mulhid. He knows I am not a Kafir. And when I say I don't mean only me. I mean all those who you have been slandering. Fear Allah's anger. Fear Allah's punishment. This is the meaning of searching for yourself in the Quran. And then what must you do? Maybe you did all of this and more. But now, alhamdulillah, you reflected on this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped you in mid-flight. You reflected on all this. What must you do? اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك ولا أنا عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت Oh Allah, I am your slave, you created me. Oh Allah, you sustain me and I owe everything to you. Oh Allah, I have accepted your covenant and I will try to fulfill it to the best of my ability. Oh Allah, forgive me my transgressions, forgive me what I forget, forgive me what I do wrong, because there is nobody who forgives except you. And then what do? And then I go to the person who I have been slandering. I go to that person physically, or I pick up the phone, or I type an email, or I send a message. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed the hujjat against us. He has given us multiple ways of communication. We cannot say, I don't know where the person is, I can't contact him. No. Record a video of your tawbah and put it on the net. Go to that person, make amends, apologize and say, I am extremely sorry, please forgive me. Whether he forgives you or not, if he does not forgive you, then that responsibility is on his head. You have discharged your responsibility. Go and seek forgiveness. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not forgive until the slave forgives. Allah does not forgive the slave until the one he wronged forgives him first. So go and seek forgiveness. Apologize and tell them, I am extremely sorry, I have been doing this, no matter how many years you have been doing that. If you are one of those who is helping and supporting those who are spreading evil in the land, stop doing it. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Allah did not give you money to spend in haram. It is haram to support every action which is wrong in Islam. All of these kinds of actions which spread hatred, which spread violence, actions which spread all kinds of negativity in the environment are haram in Islam. And if you have been supporting them, stop supporting them. Make tawbah, make istighfar. Go and give charity and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. This is the meaning of searching for yourself in the Quran. If you find yourself in a place where the ending is bad, what is the ending? وَلَهُمْ أَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. For them there is a dreadful punishment because they are liars, because of the lies that they used to tell. My brothers and sisters, please understand. Telling lies, slandering, backbiting, trying to attack people's honor and dignity, this is worse than murder. Al-fitnatu ashaddu min al-qatl. Allah said the fitna is worse than the qatl. All of these are fitna. I understand. Yes, sometimes we fall into these things. We know very well. But we fall into the deception of shaitan. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the door of tawbah open until we see Malakul Maut. Don't wait for that time, because that time comes suddenly. So don't wait for that. Make amends. Go apologize. Give charity. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. And inshallah Mustan, Allah will forgive you, because this is the wa'ad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah promised to forgive. And Allah does not go back on His promises. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him. I ask Him to save us from that which does not please Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our tawbah and istighfar. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us His mercy and His forgiveness in keeping with His majesty and grace. My brothers and sisters, we have little enough as it is. Don't lose it because of this tongue. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with you, to accept your fasting, to accept your tilawat al-Qur'an, to accept your charity, and to give you from His Majesty and grace and generosity.